fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Between Indians and white men, which started in the early days of the Western United States, continued long after the red men had signed treaties and retired to reservations. For the most part, the trouble was caused by renegades of both races, and it was the masked rider of the plains who brought these outlaws to justice. Without his daring and resourcefulness, the frontier might never have settled down to peace and security. Without his strength and courage, the winning of the West might never have been accomplished. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the range country! Tell us waiting on the trail ahead! Hail, Silver! Away!
Mary Winthrop, who had arrived at the ranch for Uncle Ezra Larkin only the day before, left her room dressed for riding. She found her Aunt Sarah in the living room, and...
Well, I'm all ready. Do you think these clothes will do?
Reckon so.
I wear them back home for riding, but I didn't know whether they'd be proper out west or not.
Don't see nothing again them.
Where's Uncle Ezra?
Looking for one of the boys that ain't busy, I reckon. You're going to go gallivanting cross country. You'll have to have somebody along.
Oh, but I didn't want to put anyone to any trouble.
We can stand it.
Aunt Sarah?
Hmm?
Is there anything wrong?
Wrong? Wrong? What are you talking about, girl?
I suppose I'm just being silly, but well, it seemed to me as if...
Hmm?
You won't think me foolish if I say it.
Talk out, girl, talk out.
Well, I suppose it's just my imagination, but it seemed to me as if... you're sorry I came to visit. Now, please don't think
I... Ken all was welcome.
But
if you want my opinion, you couldn't have come at a worse time.
Oh.
Needn't be offended. You asked me.
But I don't understand. You mean that I'm in the way?
You are.
Won't you tell me how?
I'm better, I guess. Ezra won't. He always was one to keep his mouth shut. Says it saves hurting folks' feelings. I say if they got such all-fired tender feelings, tromping on them a mite will toughen them up.
Have I done anything wrong?
It's nothing you can help, but just that it's going to be a chore looking out for you. If you'd been raised in the West, you'd savvy what I mean. Being as you want, I don't know if I can make it plain.
If you'll tell me, I'll try to understand.
You come out here with all kinds of fool notions about what this part of the country's like.
I think it's grand.
Uh-huh. It'll do. I ain't denying it's nice to look at. Nice to live in, too, once you know your way around. But it's a heap like some of that Spanish grub folks eat. Tasty to them that's raised on it. Poison to them that ain't.
Oh, but I can learn, Aunt Sarah.
Think you can learn in just a few weeks how to tell when Indians are laying for you behind cover?
Indians?
That's what I said.
But why, where?
It might be anywhere. Beyond a rise. Waiting for you in the woods. Lurking behind some brush. Like snakes, you never seem to on them.
You mean there's really danger from Indians around here?
Plenty.
But I thought they were friendly Indians. They told me on the stage the only Indians nearby were reservation Indians.
Reservation? Girl, to a redskin, a reservation is just something to get off of.
But I thought...
Just it, you don't know. I'll tell you something. It's been almost a year now since Ezra's rode anywheres on the range without having one of his men along.
But why?
Because he hankers to keep his scalp.
But why should there be trouble?
It's easy.
Yes?
Redskins, like other folks, they like to eat. Can't hunt buffalo no more, so Uncle Sam's supposed to feed them. They're issued beef rations. Only, I reckon if the truth were told, they don't get half what they promised.
But
so they sneak off the reservation and steal cows from cattlemen. If they're hungry, you can't blame them. But when prime steers are worth over $40 a head, neither can you blame the cattlemen for being almighty head up about it.
Oh.
So it's got to the point where every time a cattleman sees a redskin on his range, he lets fly. And every time them redskins sees one of us can't defend himself, they have themselves a time.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, it ain't peaceful. And here you are. You're new here. You can't be expected to stay to home all the time. You want to see what the country's like. Right now you're all fixed to go riding. That means all the time you're here, Ezra will be worried plumb sick for fear something will happen to you.
You mean I should go home?
You could do worse.
Oh, I can't.
Why not?
But I saved for 3 years to have money enough to make this trip. If I go home now, I may never be able to come west again.
Well, I said you're welcome. I just told you the fact.
I don't believe it can be as bad as you said.
No, I didn't think you would.
Anyway, I'm not afraid, and I'll be careful.
It'll pay you.
Unless you don't want me here, if that's so.
Oh, hush, girl. Keep on, you'll be talking nonsense. Here comes Ezra. I reckon he's ready for you.
Hi there. I got your horse saddle, Mary. Come on.
Thank you, Uncle. I won't ride far, Aunt Sarah, and I will be careful. Your name's Cliff?
That's right, miss.
You mind if I call you by it?
Sure not. Fact is, I think I kind of like it.
Then, Cliff, tell me something.
Huh?
Uncle Ezra sent you along with me just to see that I didn't get lost, didn't he?
What do you mean?
It wasn't because there's danger from Indians or anything like that, was it?
Well...
Was it?
Miss, I'll tell you the truth. Ezra said I shouldn't mention it because he didn't want you scared. But that's exactly why I'm with you, on account of redskins. And to see you ain't harmed.
We've been riding for 2 hours and we haven't seen a one.
And if there was any handy, you wouldn't either. Less than they wanted you to.
Are you serious?
What makes you think I ain't?
How far are those hills?
Then? About 10 miles. Why?
From here to those hills, the ground's as flat as a table, and there's not a single tree. How could anyone keep from sight in country like this?
Injuns can.
No, I know you're joking.
No such thing, miss.
You are. Oh, I've heard how you Westerners play jokes on us newcomers.
I tell you.
And I'll bet Aunt Sarah put you up to it. Why, Indians couldn't possibly hide around here. Why, it would be like trying to hide right out in plain view. Cliff, I'll race you to that patch of brush ahead.
Oh, no, miss. Listen, we've rode too far already. We've got to turn back.
Still trying to frighten me?
Miss, I mean it.
If you won't race, it's because you're afraid you'll lose.
Now, look.
Just to that brush. Come on.
Hey.
Get up, boy. Get up.
Now, gone at all. Don't do that. Come back here. Hey. Well, I'll be... Get up, Bronc. Get up. Get up there.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were following the same trail. Suddenly, a volley of shots rang out.
Hold up, Tonto! Hold look out! Hold up!
Hear that?
No, he's seen.
Trouble.
Huh?
Those shots are coming from beyond that rise. Let's go.
Get him up, Scott!
Come on, Silver! Hurry, old boy! Hurry! Them go now.
I don't know how to thank you. I never dreamed Indians could be hiding in this brush. It just didn't seem possible. If you hadn't come along just when you did...
Them bad Indian. Me friend white man.
What's your name?
Me Swift Eagle.
Yeah? Swift Eagle? Ooh, then you must be old Running Elk, son.
Huh?
Running Elk?
Well, he's the chief of the reservation Indians. Quite a fella from what I hear.
Oh.
Manikta Ku Mapu.
What did he say?
Yeah, he says him and his friends are going. Well, Swift Eagle, thanks again. You and your pards came in right handy.
That all right.
And I'll tell my uncle what you told me, Swift Eagle. I'm sure he wants peace just as badly as you do. I know he'll talk to you.
That good.
Latu! Latu!
Cliff, wasn't he grand?
Huh? Who?
Why, Swift Eagle, of course. Look how he carries himself. And the way he led his friends at those Indians who tried to get us. He wasn't the least bit afraid.
We was mighty lucky, miss.
Cliff, I'm so sorry. You were right and I was wrong. I guess I was just too pig-headed to take advice. I promise I'll never do anything like this again, on my word of honor.
Hey.
What?
More company. Well, doggone.
Cliff, isn't that man mad?
Well, he sure sin is.
An outlaw.
We better be hightailing out of here.
I...
Hold on there!
Now, hold it, miss. No good to run now. If we get away from them horses if they don't want us to.
What do they want?
Well, our cash, most likely. Now, don't get scared. Just let me handle this. Howdy!
Oh, there's the boat.
We heard shots. Looks as though the trouble's over now.
Yes, some Indians tried to ambush us. Them you see riding away came along and drove them off. It was kind of touch and go for a couple of minutes there, but no harm done.
I'm glad to hear it. You say those Indians helped you?
Uh-huh. Came along just when it was needed.
I thought that fellow in the lead looked like Swift Eagle.
You know him?
I do.
Isn't he wonderful?
He's a renegade.
What?
His father's a fine man, but Swift Eagle is treacherous and dishonest. He and his followers were thrown out of the tribe months ago.
Stranger, you know that to be a fact?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
No?
He saved our lives. He said himself he wanted peace between the white men and his people. I don't think he is a renegade. You're just jealous.
Jealous?
Because in spite of the fact his skin is red, Swift Eagle is brave and good, while you're white and an outlaw.
Am I?
You are. If you weren't, you wouldn't be mad.
Now, take it easy,
miss. I don't have to. I'll tell you just what I think of him. He doesn't like it. He can't do anything but steal the little money we've got.
You're one of Ezra Larkin's men, aren't you?
Sure.
What was your opinion of Swift Eagle?
My opinion? Well, stranger, I'll tell you. I know he's running Elk's son, and that's all. He's a renegade like you say, then I never heard of it.
He is.
But there's this. When somebody does me a favor, he's my friend. It don't matter what other folks think of him. He's all right with me till he proves different.
I see.
Like Miss Winthrop just said, Swift Eagle saved our lives. A man can't do you a bigger favor than that. I reckon that tells you where I stand.
It does. There's just one thing.
Yeah?
I hope you don't have cause to regret it later. Come, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
I'll Silver! Away!
Later, when she had returned to her uncle's ranch house, Mary told Ezra what had happened and repeated her conversation with Swift Eagle.
So Swift Eagle said he wanted to have a talk with me, huh?
Yes, Uncle, he did.
But why does he want to see me alone?
Surely you can understand that. Aunt Sarah told me all the trouble and suspicion there's been. Swift Eagle wants peace and believes that an honest talk will iron out the difficulties. But he doesn't want to take a chance on treachery. If you're alone and he's alone, neither one of you will be in a position to harm the other.
What do you think of all this, Cliff?
That Indian struck me as being straight, boss. And you can't get around the fact we wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. If a man acts friendly, I take it he is friendly.
Where did he say he'd meet me?
If you'll consent, at the foot of Vigilante Bluff. I don't know where that is, but I suppose you do. Swift Eagle will ride there alone tomorrow night. If you're not there, he'll return again the next night. If you don't meet him either time, you'll take it for granted it suits your purpose for this trouble to continue.
That kind of puts it right up to me.
It does.
If I go, maybe it'll turn out to be just a trap. But if I don't and the stealing goes on, then it could be said it's my fault because I wouldn't try to stop it when I could. Well, that's the situation, Mary. You still figure I ought to take Swift Eagle up on this?
I do, Uncle.
Cliff?
Well, boss, I don't see why not.
What do you say, Sarah?
Don't go, Ezra. If that redskin wants to parley, let it be with somebody else.
But, honey, folks around here kind of look to me to take a lead in things.
I still say don't go.
I don't know.
Please, Uncle Ezra, I honestly think you should.
I sort of figure that way myself.
You going?
Yes, Sarah, I reckon I will.
Ezra.
Huh?
We'll all be sorry for this. You mark my words.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story, Ezra Larkin felt it his duty to accept Swift Eagle's proposition. He rode for Vigilante Bluff that same night, and he made only one concession to his wife's fear for his safety. Cliff was permitted to follow him at a distance. Hours passed. At the ranch house, Mary and Sarah waited anxiously for Ezra's return.
Stop it! Now quit that rocking. It's enough to drive a body loco.
I'm sorry, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, don't Ezra get back.
He won't be much longer. I'm sure he won't.
How can you be sure?
I just am, that's all. Why shouldn't Uncle Ezra be safe? Swift Eagle won't harm him.
What you don't know about engines, it'd take a year to ride out.
But I...
Come in here, will you? Just in the way. Persuading Ezra to do things he ought to have more sense than to do. I wish you'd stayed to home where you belong.
Please, Aunt Sarah, let's not quarrel. I can understand how you feel. Of course you're nervous. I am, too. Even though I'm certain everything's going to be all right. But there's no reason why we should get angry with each other. You say I don't understand Indians. I don't, naturally. Not the way you do. But I wonder if you don't... Well, if you don't know too much about them. I mean, you've had trouble off and on with them for so many years, maybe you've forgotten that Indians are human just as we are. That maybe they have their good qualities, too.
You just... Who's that?
Uncle Ezra. I know it's him.
If it is, he's alone.
But I...
That's just one horse stopped. Where's Cliff?
I...
Ma'am.
Cliff. Cliff, where's Ezra?
Ma'am, it was just a trick.
What?
It was a trick and we fell for it like the fools we was. Swift Eagle took Ezra prisoner. That's where this whole stunt was for. Just so those varmints could get the boss in their hands.
No.
Swift Eagle weren't alone. He had a pack of Redskins with him hiding out of sight.
Did they?
Heard him? No, not so far as I could tell. One shot fired. They just up and grabbed the boss before he knew what was happening and hightailed out of there.
Cliff.
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't you stop it? Why are you here?
What could I do, ma'am?
You...
I had to stay a distance back or they'd have seen the boss going alone like Swift Eagle wanted. Before I could have gotten range, it was long gone. Not only that, there was a dozen to my one. Ma'am, there weren't a thing I could do. If they'd been, I'd have done it.
Murdering heathens.
Ma'am, this time they've gone too far. This time they're going to pay. When the rest of the cattlemen hear about this, they'll ride over to the reservation and teach them Redskins a lesson they won't ever forget. With your permission, I'm leaving to see that they hear about it right now.
Go on, Cliff. Get our neighbors. Tell them to come here.
Yes, sir.
And tell them to come armed.
I'll do that.
Aunt Sarah, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say nothing, girl.
But I feel so...
What you feel or why don't matter. There's just one thing you can do now, and you'd better do it pronto.
What?
Get packed and go.
Mary had no choice but to obey her aunt's command. She went to her room, closed the door behind her, and began to pack. But suddenly a voice called to her from the open window.
Mary.
What?
Come here.
You, the masked man.
Come here.
What do you want?
You've made a bad mistake. Today you thought me an outlaw and Swift Eagle a man to be trusted. Now you see the result of that mistake.
How do you know what's happened?
I suspected that Swift Eagle's rescue today might have been staged for your benefit. Both the Indians who attacked and those who came to your raid were members of the same band. The band of renegade Indians Swift Eagle leads.
But how...
Toto and I followed them. We saw them seize your uncle. We know where he is at this very moment.
You do?
Yes.
Then you can take the ranches there. I'll tell Aunt Sarah.
Wait.
But I...
Not so fast. He's safe. You can take my word for it. He'll come to no harm. But if I'd wanted the cattlemen to ride after Swift Eagle, I'd have gone for them myself.
You're going to let my uncle stay prisoner?
Not for long.
But why?
Now let me explain. The cattlemen could free your uncle and capture Swift Eagle. But when they'd done that, the man behind this trouble would still be in the clear.
The man behind this trouble?
Yes.
You mean there's someone directing Swift Eagle?
Exactly.
But who? Why?
I suppose you know the ranchers of the district have been losing cattle.
My aunt told me.
For some time, the Indians were held to blame. But lately, a number of the ranchers have been comparing notes. For one thing... If you notice, far more cattle have been taken than the reservation Indians would have used for.
Oh.
When I investigated, I learned the only Indians ever seen stealing cattle were renegades traveling with Swift Eagle.
Oh, I didn't know.
And if I had told you that this afternoon, you wouldn't have believed me anyhow. But forget that. What is certain is that someone is using Swift Eagle to rustle beef. I believe that person is a white man. What's more, I suspect his identity.
Who?
And I won't mention his name until I have complete proof of his guilt.
But if that's so... He must have ordered Swift Eagle to trick Uncle Ezra.
Yes.
But why? What would he have to gain?
I told you the ranchers were starting to compare notes and suspect more than they had at first. If they were allowed to go on investigating calmly, they might arrive at the truth.
Yes.
But if something should occur, something similar to what happened tonight when your uncle was captured, the ranchers would forget their suspicions of the rustler leader. And I believe that's the cause of this. The desire to center anger upon the Indians, to make them drop any other suspicions they might hold.
But what's that got to do with leaving Uncle with Swift Eagle?
You'll do as I suggest. You'll learn that.
Do as you suggest?
You're in disgrace here. You're held at fault for Ezra's capture. I'm giving you the chance to redeem yourself.
You mean I can help bring this man to justice?
And help free your uncle at one and the same time.
I can?
I give you my word.
Well? I'll do it. But what do you...
I think there's someone coming. There's no time to explain. If you really wish to help, get out of the house as quickly as you can. Saddle your horse and ride to that grove this side of the creek. I'll wait there. Adios.
But can't you...
Who are you talking to?
I
thought I heard voices.
It was no one, Aunt Sarah. I must have been talking to myself.
Oh. Stop packing, huh? Well, get on with it.
No.
Huh? What's that?
I'm not going to pack. I'm going to stay.
Stay here?
I've changed my mind. If you want me to leave, you'll have to put me out.
Although Sarah Larkins was furious at the girl's defiance, Mary made no further explanation but slipped away from the house at her first opportunity and met the Lone Ranger at the grove. 2 hours later, riding side by side, they approached the narrow mouth of a desolate canyon then.
They have Uncle in there?
They have.
And you're sure I'll be safe?
Would you turn back if you thought you wouldn't be?
Of course not. I'm not afraid.
Good.
It's my fault Uncle's their prisoner, so I'd go through with it anyhow.
Well, that's what I wanted you to say. As a matter of fact, you won't be in danger.
No?
Swift Eagle doesn't want to harm anyone. If he does, and something should go wrong, he's shrewd enough to realize he'd hang for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if something does happen and Ezra's been kept alive, he can always use the safe return of your uncle to bargain for his own escape. And the same applies to you.
I see.
Moreover, I'll keep you in sight all the time without being seen myself. Todd will be with me. He should be waiting for us somewhere along here. We'll be able to handle any trouble that might occur.
I'll trust you.
You can.
Who's that?
Kimosabe?
Aye.
It's Tonto. Rain up.
Whoa.
Ezra still safe, Tonto?
Me watch him. Him all right.
Fine. Ready, Mary?
Where are they?
At the far end of the canyon. Look, you can see a faint glow there in those shadows. See?
That...
Their campfire. It must be.
That it.
Ride straight to it. Don't let them see you fear anything. And tell them just what you've been told to say.
I will.
The sooner you get there, the better.
Wish me luck.
I do. But you've nothing to fear.
Thank you. Get up, boy. Get up.
Come, Tonto. Ride slowly and keep to the shadows.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, old fellow.
In the meantime, the news of Ezra's capture had spread throughout the district. Every rancher and every one of their hands gathered in the living room of the Larkins Ranch House, where Cliff demanded action.
You fellas have been asking why them Redskins grabbed Ezra. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they figure he's the only one of us with any gumption. They figure without him to lead us, we won't have the nerve to fight back. They figure they'll have us beat and they can go on helping themselves to our beef just like they've been doing.
That's telling them, Cliff.
That's why I say there ain't but one thing to do. We have to teach them such a lesson they won't forget it as long as they live, and we have to teach it to them now.
We'll do that.
It's no use complaining to the soldiers. This is something we have to handle for ourselves.
If you're men, you'll ride to that reservation and hunt out them Redskins from one end to the other.
And that's just what we aim to do. Run an Elks, their chief. We'll string you up for a lesson for the rest.
And if they put up a fight, shoot them down.
Just watch.
And don't forget, we're out to find Ezra and bring him back safe and sound if he ain't been killed. And if he has been killed, they'll have to pay just that much more. Now, we're going to leave in just a couple minutes, fellas. See that you got cartridges aplenty and your irons are ready for action. Anybody here don't crave to fight can stay to home. And
You rotten skunk.
It's Ezra.
Ezra,
hand
aside. Let me through. They got that very double-dealing crook.
Oh, no, get back.
You lion schemer.
Now, you won't get me. Out of my way. Let me through. I'll kill the man who stands in my way. Get back. Get back, I tell you.
Get him, Ezra. Put down that gun.
Why, you?
Hang on to him.
Hang on.
I have him.
Why, you...
Quiet.
Dirty cow thief.
What in thunder's...
Fellers, right here's a polecat that's been stealing our cows. Sure, engines took them. Renegade engines. Swift Eagle's engines. But they took them because this skunk paid them to.
No, it's a lie. It's all lies. Let me go.
Hold still. Tell them the truth, Ezra.
You bet I am.
How'd you find it out?
Because the masked fella here had too much sense to be took in like we was. And because my niece Mary had the nerve to trick Swift Eagle into talking. Mary, come here.
Yes, Uncle.
Look at her, gents. There's a girl with gumption. You know what she done? She rode right into the engine's camp and told him Cliff had squealed on him.
What's that?
She sure did. The masked fella had been suspicioning Cliff all along. He was sure of it when Cliff took Mary right to where Swift Eagle could put on that fake rescue of his.
How did you get loose?
Wait till I finish, honey. Mary told Swift Eagle Cliff had talked. Swift Eagle believed her because he had a notion she was stuck on him and didn't want to see him harmed. Besides, he couldn't figure any other way she could have learned Cliff was in on it.
Swift Eagle admitted he'd been working for Cliff?
He did that same. And when he figured you'd be after him and his pards, he lit out so fast nothing could have stopped him. They didn't care what happened to me.
The soldiers can pick them up later.
Mary.
What?
Where do you think you're going, girl?
Why, just to finish my packing. You told me to leave.
Leave? Girl, you're staying right on. You try to leave now and you'll have a fight on your hands. And it's me who'll do the fighting.
I'll steal my away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.